This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nom.com. And if you love your pet, which I know you do, you're going to want to feed them the finest pet food of all time by going to Nom.com. You can try out some of the finest food available to your beloved pet, your best friend. Everyone loves their dog. You can try out the beef mash, the chicken cuisine, the pork potluck, and turkey fare meals for your dog. And there's many, many more different recipes on there. If you love your dog, you're going to want to give them this food. It's absolutely amazing. It looks so damn good, I would eat it myself. And I'll tell you what, you can really not even tell by the love and affection that your dog gives you after they eat some of Nom's delicious food. You're going to see it as well because their fur looks so much sweeter, healthier, and just thicker and just fuller because I'll tell you what, the vitamins and the nutrition, all the good stuff is in this food that your dog needs to grow a healthy set of fur, live a long, healthy life, and be your best friend forever. You can also use our code VOMSHOW to save up to 50% off your first order and get free shipping for a limited time. Go to Nom.com and tell them the nerd sent you. This podcast is also brought to you by our friends over at Binoid.com, makers of the finest THC product on the market. They've been longtime sponsors of the show and also been providing me the greatest THC product on the market. I absolutely love Binoid. We've been with them for quite a while now, and they've been good to us, and oh my goodness, I love their product. I started off with the capsules, then I moved on to the vape pens, then I started rolling my own with the flower, then I got the pre-rolls because I got lazy. Doesn't matter. This stuff is absolutely amazing and will make you feel good in many different ways, mentally, physically, and it will just improve the quality of your life. You have to try this stuff out. It is changing the way people are living their lives. Binoid, Binoid.com, and also our sister website because it's so big. There's so much business. We had to open up another website, Blooms Hemp, BloomsHemp.com. You can get wax, dabs, pre-roll flower, capsules, you can get the cigarettes, you can get the pre-rolled blunts, you can get the vape cartridges, you can get the gummy bears, the gummy worms, the sour diesel patch, you can get the wax, the dabs, all the hoodads and all that shit. I don't even understand. There's so many different ways now to get THC in your system. It's blowing my mind. You can even get soda cans, seltzer with THC infused in it. This stuff will get you laced up. And I will also tell you a little secret here. We now have psychedelic mushrooms in three different flavors, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate. This stuff will send you straight to heaven if you have a couple of bites. It is a phenomenal product. Very safe and secure, lab-tested THC. And, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. We have mushrooms. I will say it again. This stuff is phenomenal. You have to check it out right now and use our code NERD to save 10% and get free shipping on any order at Binoid.com and Blooms Hemp.
On with the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I am one half your dynamic duo of the nerds. I'm the nerd and you are.
Nerdette.
What is going on with you? How the hell are you feeling today?
I'm fine.
Yeah, fine. Doing good. Mm-hmm. Did you wake up on the right side of the bed this morning?
Oh my God, man.
What's going on with you?
Nothing. It's literally been like, what, 12 hours since we last recorded? Like, literally nothing has happened. So...
Did you make any progress on your show? Did you put put a dent into it?
I'm at the end of season 5. Yeah. I didn't get much further.
Well, I see you didn't leave your bitch attitude at the door today. You're already starting off hot with me. Being very hostile.
Oh my God.
You son of a bitch. That's it. That's all you did was just a little bit of watching. I haven't even touched it. I'm stuck still on episode 7. I haven't done anything.
Yeah.
I said I was going to give it till at least mid-season 2, but I don't know, man. It's a tough show for me to move into. I don't know. It's not as bad as Twilight, so I did slap it with that Twilight label because it was very teeny bopperish, I guess. And that was still kind of the impression I'm getting of the show, but it's not as bad as I was, you know, coming in. I kind of already came in wanting to hate it. I came in with an open mind, and I just can't get into it. I don't know what it is.
It's just not like a... Yeah, like, you don't have to watch it.
No, I feel like I have to give it a good shot, and if you say it's going to get better,
dude, 7 episodes, and you still hate it.
Yeah.
I mean, move on to something else. I'm enjoying it. It's fine with me.
Well, the thing is, you know what happens. So do you think I've given it enough? Or do you think maybe if I gave it some more, it'll change? Because I don't know. Like you,
in my opinion, I thought it got better.
Okay.
I mean, season one, they're just starting out.
All right, then I'll give it a little bit more. I just haven't gotten to it yet. Maybe I'll do it today.
Yeah. Season one, like, it's only 12 episodes, probably not much of a budget. I thought it got better.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get past episode 7, so I don't know if you'll make it to
another season. Well, all I did was I took a little break. I took a little break because I just wanted to do other shit for a little bit. You know, I woke up this morning and I tried to just, you know, I ate another cookie yesterday. And I had a total of 3 cookies. So I was on, I don't even know, some other dimension last night. I was in another world. You can tell me what the hell happened. I don't even remember what the hell I did last night. I was just in another fucking space.
Harassed me every 5 minutes. I was timing it every 5 minutes you came out of the room. And, like, literally, I even called you out on it. I'm like, what are you doing again? And you're like, I don't know. And I'm like, it's only been 5 minutes. You came out here at such and such. I'm like, and I looked at my watch. It's been 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And every time, it was the same conversation. I'm like, all I want to do is watch this show.
You said you wanted to put a knife in my kidneys at one
That's point. Not what I said.
No, you said you want to put a
and
knife in my
kidneys. And then this morning, like, fucking go to the store and get another Monica because, like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, this is... It's out of control. It's out of control. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, man.
It's a fucking mess.
You're still high from yesterday. So I don't know.
No, you know what the problem is right now I'm just very confused and I'm very upset because I have to leave the house for work again. And I don't know what to do with all this pent up like aggression, frustration, sadness. I don't know what to even call it. But when I was at home before, I felt like I had a lot more time in the day. And now I feel like with my anxiety, I feel like the walls are closing in a little bit. Like I have to get everything done in a short time. I don't know if you feel it, but I feel it. That's what I'm getting from this whole thing. You just think it sucks for some odd reason. You don't like being in the house alone for safety reasons. Me, I just don't like leaving the house because I fucking hate people, so my anxiety...
I don't care about the safety... Well, at night, yeah. I don't, like... Yeah. Don't leave me here by myself at night. I don't like that. Safety reasons during the day, no. It's just like, it is nice having you... As much as you bother me, it is nice having you home.
Yeah. Well, I think...
I like when everyone's in the house.
Yeah, you may hate it because you know how much I hate it.
Yeah, you're happier at home.
Yeah, I'm definitely happier.
You're miserable when you have to leave the house. So, like, it's not, like, a safety concern at all. Although, I do not like when you work third shift, because then I get paranoid, and every freaking creak in the house, I'm, like, freaking out.
Yeah, luckily I don't have to do that anymore, but fucking hey, man. I gotta figure something out really quick. I gotta get back in the house. I was thinking about it when I was at work the other day, like, how much. I'm just standing there just like, wow, man, this would have been a great job if I didn't have things I would much rather be doing. Or if I or just didn't have
that
experience.
You got spoiled during COVID. Yeah. And you were working at home. And so now that's what you want to do.
That's pretty much what it was.
Yeah.
I was spoiled. I don't ever want to be out of the house again. It was just much better lifestyle. But other than that, I haven't been doing anything. I've been trying to find a good show to get into. And I'm still taking suggestions. Luckily, suggestions are coming in. My list has been getting filled up here. I just haven't decided what I wanted to do. And I haven't really settled into a routine yet at work. Because I come home. And normally I get home at 6:30.
6:30 or 7:30, depending on what time you get out. Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm starting to get a feel for what my schedule is going to be, and I work 2 later days, which is 7:30 I'll get home, and then 6:30 or the other day. So I'm trying to figure out a routine here when I can get into something. I think I'll be figuring out something soon enough. I don't know, man, but I don't have a lot of good stuff here. The show, we just kind of threw this one together because we're still getting used to the schedule ourselves. You know, we still haven't really figured out a recording time when we're going to be doing these shows or whatnot, so. We're throwing this one together, and it's going to be interesting, because I went deep into the archives here, and there was a story, or more or less, this was just something that was sent in for you, and this was 2 weeks ago, an email that I just pulled out for today, because it's one of those days, it'll be one of those episodes, so, potpourri, let's call it.
Oh my god.
It's a special Voices of Mystery potpourri episode, and I did dedicate the last episode to Monica, so... I'm still getting over it, man. This has been tough for me. It's been a very tough loss. I finally fucking broke down, and I purchased this thing with low expectations, and I came out blown away, literally, by this device. And it's sad, you know. It just like anything great that comes into my life, it doesn't last very long. It just fucking leaves me. So,
and we'll go buy separation. 5 more.
I'm acting like I just can't go buy another one.
Jesus.
It'll never be the same, though.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of research that goes into these freaking things. And I don't feel like going back to that location again because
the lady's
going
to be seen.
Already, motherfucker. You fucking loser. They're going to have my face up on the wall. You think I want to be up on that fucking wall?
Oh, my God.
Fucking A, man. I don't even know what to do at this point.
Just make up something. Say you're going to a bachelor party or something. You want to go give it to for your buddy. Like, why? Just, who cares? Just go. Just put a disguise on. Wear some sunglasses, a hat. Yeah. Go in there, purchase it real quick, and run out the store.
It's really funny, though, because the person that I would normally have to, stereotypically, would think, like, the husband would have to hide it from their spouse if they're buying something.
No, please go
online.
Buy more.
But I'm sitting there, we're having an open conversation about this, and most people are probably like, why don't you just order one online? You don't have to hide the credit card statement. You're obviously talking about it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that?
I should. But, like, something like that, I feel like I would have to see it.
Oh, my God.
If I'm going to be putting my most private thing inside of it, I want to make sure I'm seeing the damn thing.
Listen, just get the exact thing that you just got.
Obviously, it doesn't fucking last long. I want something that's built to last. I don't want someone that's not going to be able to take a pounding.
I can't. I'm like, oh, God, I can't.
I don't want some fucking woman that can't take it. Monica couldn't take it.
I can't take it. So you need to find another one.
Need some replacements. I'm going to have to buy some fucking weird-ass contraption that's going to have lights all over it. It's going to cost hundreds of dollars. It's going to be a fucking nightmare, this whole thing. Mm. It was nice while it lasted, that's all I can say. Mm. It was nice while it fucking lasted.
Whatever.
What kind of stores you got today? You got anything good, bad, or different? What do you got?
A couple Florida men.
Mm.
My favorite stories.
I fucking love Florida men. All right, let's hop on into it here. Influencer Davis Clark got the runs and crapped himself. Oh my fucking Lord. Mid-marathon. Did you see this video, this fucking mid-marathon runner?
This happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
When they're running?
Yeah.
I've heard that. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I don't know what happens to your body that people have to, like, have diarrhea while they're running.
It's not just that, too. It's fighters. A lot of time, fighters, wrestlers, boxers, they...
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, they crap them. It's very commonplace. Like, they don't even really, like, make fun of the person. They laugh about it, but it's just, like, something that's commonplace. I think everyone's done it at one point. They all got a story or two about this. Maybe it's because you exert yourself so much. It's never happened to me. Football,
no.
I mean, I played physical contact sports before. I did the wrestling thing. And never crapped my pants, never had an urge to. I mean, you always make sure you fucking went before you did anything. I mean,
I don't know. It's just always bizarre. But yeah. I know I've heard stories where this happens quite a bit to people.
I was always an empty your bladder before you do anything fucking kind of person. Before you leave to go to the store. I always did it. Everyone's got to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. The car doesn't start until everyone fucking said they went to the bathroom, because I don't need that in my conscience. That, you know, that's because it sucks, man. Nothing sucks more, because I've been in that position as a kid, being in the back seat and you're like, I gotta pee, and no one seems to fucking care. Like, you've never been that person. You don't know how much this sucks for me right now. You know, I hated that shit. But this Davis Clark size said he had a crappy run at the Boston Marathon, and he seems to mean that literally, claiming he crapped his pants. But to be honest, take it with a grain of poopy salt. I hate these fucking writers who try to be clever. The TikTok star and influencer filmed himself crossing the finish line Monday during the annual race in Beantown, and he says he shit himself, proving just how damn dedicated he was to the cause. The camera does capture what looks to be blood running down his legs. Oh my God. It's definitely a gross sight, and by the looks of it, it wasn't just a little accident either. Assuming this is actually real, which we're not so sure it is. Fact is, this dude is a bit of a troll, and his whole grind set shtick is basically him leaning into being a motivational bro for his followers. So this whole thing is likely just a gag.
Well, what the fuck?
Still, if it is, he definitely committed to the bit. Anyway, Davis is certainly proud of himself for accomplishing the feat, and he threw up some extra social media posts to ring in the momentous occasion, hamming up his internet personality for the camera. Like we said, we can't tell if he actually crapped his pants or not, but if he did, props, we suppose. And if he didn't, props for that, too, for making everyone buy it. Can't say the guy isn't devoted. So that's an article about some fucking idiot TikTok influencer. He may or may not have crapped his pants during some fucking stupid-ass run. I don't know. What the fuck is the point of making someone think you crapped your pants to get views? What the fuck?
I don't know. Maybe it helps get more followers.
You know what? Apparently this works. I mean, it got the guy on fucking TMZ, I guess, you know, doing stupid shit. I guess that's the way to go. But is this what you want to be known for, ultimately? I mean, I
don't think he cares if he's a freaking troll.
Yeah.
And he's known for being an idiot. I don't know.
I guess it's worth it. If you get the desired effect, which would be the followers and the clicks and the likes, I mean, who cares? Who cares how you make the money, right? I mean, let's say if you're a fucking influencer and you have seven figures in the bank. You have seven figures in the bank. Who gives a fuck if you went out there and you broke your back fucking starting up a multi-million dollar company from scratch? Like Jeff Bezos is a billionaire, but he had Amazon, was in his parents' basement or some shit, right? He was hand-delivering the first things by himself, wasn't he? Doing the first deliveries out of his own car.
I don't know. I know someone was in a garage doing something. I don't know. They've all... I don't know.
Would you rather be that rich, or would you rather be rich from being fucking some idiot who said they shit themselves on TV? Who cares? You're rich either way, right?
Yeah.
I guess that's the moral of the fucking story here, so who cares how you get it? But it's just that we're at a point now where you can say something stupid like this and get attention.
And there's a news article about it. So stupid.
Michael J. Fox actually said something about this recently. He was like, you know, being famous, you actually had to bust your ass to be famous back in the day. Now you could just do this, basically. Yeah. Now you're famous.
Yeah. And
to that I go, oh, boo-hoo, Michael J. Fox. What, you want the gate to be even fucking harder of entry, the barrier for entry to get rich and famous? He wants to hold everyone out of that spot, you know? So you could look at it that way, or you could look at it as also, like, does he have a point?
Yeah, he's got a point.
Or is,
like,
or
people
is
are making money for doing nothing. But like, that's ridiculous.
Isn't that America?
We need to come up with something.
Yeah. Isn't that America, though? You're the land of opportunity. You can make something out of nothing, no matter how stupid it is. Hey, if it's something that people want to spend money on, how stupid is it? If you have a business and your business is saying, hey, I shit myself at a Boston Marathon, and all of a sudden your bank account goes from zero to fucking 100,000, how stupid can that be, right?
Yeah.
It just shows how stupid we are at a greater picture. The whole society's stupid if they want to throw their money at that, but it is what it is. What do you got?
A Missouri man is facing a felony theft charge for allegedly swiping 8 luxury vibrators from an adult toy store and then trying to fence them via Facebook Marketplace, according to court records.
So here we go. You're really trying to fucking just bring back all the pain and... suffering.
I'm just saying, you know, you can look at Facebook Marketplace, you might find something there.
Yeah, used.
Christopher Michael Booth, who's 34, was named yesterday in a felony complaint charging him with stealing the vibrators valued at a combined $1,539 from a Hustler Hollywood outlet in Berkeley. The sex toys, which retail for around $200 a piece, are manufactured by Lilo, a Swedish company that advertises itself as one of the world's leading designer brands for intimate lifestyle products. Booth last month allegedly took the vibrators from a display, placed them in a white trash bag, and raced out of the store.
Well, you know, there's a lot of details for something that allegedly happened, huh?
You could do that. Get a trash bag and just wipe the shelf out and just run.
You see, you get that from this article. The thing that stands out to
me
is...
I'm trying to help you out.
$200 stands out to me.
Employees told police they recognized the suspect because he had been in the store a day earlier and had argued with them before being asked to leave. See, you don't do that.
Yeah.
You cause a scene the day before, so when you come in the next day, they immediately remember who you were because you were an idiot the day before.
Yeah, you're right.
That was a dumbass move. The man, workers also recalled, had the number 314 prominently tattooed on his neck. Apparently that's the St. Louis area code. So that's cool.
Idiot. So if he ever gets arrested in a different area, they know where to bring him back to. Just drop him back off there. Anywhere in that area, he'll find himself.
Items consistent with those stolen from the store were later offered for sale on Facebook Marketplace under the defendant's Facebook profile. Booth's rap sheet includes multiple theft convictions. So, I don't know what he's stolen before, but that's a nice tattoo to have. You know what? I don't know what to get. Throw my area code right there.
Yeah.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
You know what? The ones that really crack me up are the social media influencers. They get a QR code of their like Instagram page or their Snapchat page. I've seen that one before. I don't even know who the fuck did that. But some woman, I don't even know what the hell it was. It was just some article. They were like, oh, yeah, she's got her thing here. Oh, you can scan her arm. And she had her arm out there. And people were up there with their phones and getting their like friend requests by that or some shit. It was just so dumb. Because what happens when that website goes away?
Yeah, because it's not going to be around forever.
Hey, guys, want to scan my MySpace friend request badge? Fucking, what the fuck, you know? But, hey, that's what it is with these idiots. I don't know, man. Why the hell would you be returned back to the scene of the crime if you did your dirt there? You would think you're excommunicating yourself for the rest of your life. What kind of audacity do you have to fucking have to fucking think you can just go right back?
Listen, just go on Facebook, and you can buy some toys.
Well, no, I'm not going to do that. I would never. There's too many things that can go
wrong. That's the moral of the story. You can find them on Facebook.
There's too many things that go wrong, though. If you think Facebook is peer-to-peer buying, and what we used to have people just come to our location because they would do cell phones and shit, and they would want to meet in the parking lot because they want to meet somewhere public. And like, no, I am not the official here. Why are you doing it in this parking lot? If you guys are pulling out guns, I'm not going to protect you. Why the fuck did you... Why would you even make me an accessory to what the fuck could happen here, you know? It used to piss me off all the time. I don't like that shit. If there's
oh, no you're custom, saying like... People would show up and buy stuff in the parking lot. Yeah. Well, you have to do it. I would want to do it someplace publicly, although I would rather do it in like a police parking lot.
They have designated areas for it.
Yeah, because you don't want to get stabbed.
That's the only place it should be acceptable. If you want to do it, we have to meet the police station. That should just be a rite of passage. You can't do it anywhere else.
Yeah,
I've seen videos online too, like some really good fight videos recently of just kids doing it, and they'll show up there, and be like, "Hey, man, there's." You said you sold me an iPhone 13 Pro Max and in a box. It's obviously an iPhone fucking S, you know, like those little fucking SEs, those little small ones. Little shit ones. And then it escalates and they start fighting and you know, cars peel out and shit. Crazy fucking things going on. But let's check this one out here and see what's going on. This footage shows a 13-year-old boy arrested for selling roses outside of Walmart. And he's
really?
Yeah.
Can't just tell him to leave.
He was arrested.
He's 13.
He's breaking the rules, you know?
Yeah, but just say, okay, this is against the rules, this is against the law, you can't do that. Yeah. We're going to have to call the police if you don't pack it in and leave. Like, where are your parents? Like, I don't understand why it escalated to that.
Well, can we just say how fucking annoying it is to have anyone outside of a store?
Oh, I agree. I hate it too, because they, like, chase you down. Freaking goddamn.
I don't
annoying.
Give a fuck if you're a veteran, if you're Red Cross, if you're a Boy Scout, Girl Scout. I don't care. It's fucking rude and annoying. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't care what the cause is, and I am all for those causes. I like every one of them, and we've given to every one of those causes when they're outside of those stores. But I hate it. It doesn't change the fact that I hate it. It's annoying and it's rude.
And there's no door that you can go to when they're not there. Like, they spread out. They're at every freaking entrance, so you're going to get hit no matter what. You're going to get hit on the way in. You're going to get hit on the way out.
Dude, it pisses me
off. Like, at least leave one entrance where there's no one there. That's what I hate.
You got, like, these little adorable kids out there that you don't want to say no to. Because it makes you feel bad. But, I mean, you're not prepared for that shit. You came to the store because you forgot milk. And then you're like, oh, fuck, I don't have a dollar on me. And it's such an inconvenience because you see them out there. You don't want to say no because you're a good person at heart. And you're not a bad person if you don't give to them. You might not have it, but you feel bad. And it's like you didn't go to the store to feel bad. They're out there, you know? It pisses me off. I can't be the only person that feels that way.
No, it's annoying.
It's ridiculous. And they stand there and like they give you that look and then you have to return to life. It's like you have to avoid their stares and you have to pretend you're doing something else.
Pretend you're on your phone.
Yeah.
Make up a conversation as you're walking out so you don't get interrupted.
Maybe if they were off to the side like, hey, like this is the area where you can be at Walmart. You can't be in front of our doors, but you can be off to the side. So they see you, but they're not going to be harassed by you. Mm-hmm. Don't need that shit. All right. So the kid says if there were Girl Scouts set up there, would the results have been the same? That question's been brought up.
Well, no. They're Girl Scouts, and they get permission to do it.
Exactly. So South Carolina police have released a gruesome body cam footage of two officers forcefully arresting a 13-year-old boy as he was selling flowers outside of a Walmart store. The video shows officers Dante Gee and Catherine Kirkland approaching the teen on April 1st at a Walmart in Somerville, South Carolina, and asking him for his photo ID and business license. The 13-year-old is shown asking why he needs to show the documents. "You're getting ready to go to jail is why," one of the officers replied. Officer Gee is seen grabbing the boy's arm in the video before trying to force the boy's head between his legs. According to the Atlanta Black Star, Kirkland later said the boy struck her in the face with his fist during the struggle. Police also provided a photo of a bruise Kirkland sustained under her eye. However, the video doesn't show the child hitting the officer. State Rep. Martin Pendarvis, who was representing the child's family, said in a statement that the teen couldn't have punched the officer. "What you see is his left hand being handcuffed and the other officer has him subdued and engaged with his right hand. It's hard to come to the conclusion in my mind that there have been a time where he would have been able to strike the officer," he told the Atlanta Star.
Well, where's the Walmart surveillance? They have cameras.
Well, and this article is obviously slanted to show that this kid did nothing wrong at all.
But I just, like, where's the kid? First of all, this is so many things wrong with this whole thing. Where's the parent?
There's a lot missing here.
Why did the employees come out and say you can't be here before they called the police?
There's a lot
and
missing.
Why did the police come in so freaking hot?
Maybe there's just like, a lot missing.
Like, was the kid going off? Like, what the hell? Like, I feel like this is just very messed up.
Can I ask you a question? Where'd this teenager get these roses?
I don't know.
Where'd they come from? You have to ask that question, too. Where did a teenager just come up with roses? They're not planting roses. They don't have a rose factory or a rose store. Where'd they come from? You have to ask questions about this.
Well, we have a rose bush.
Yeah, he's selling. What's he got? Like two roses he's standing on? Can I sell two roses? No, I'm sure he's got, you know, quite a few of them.
All of this just sounds very weird.
Yeah. But the first thing you think of is just some little boy, some innocent little boy's got a lemonade stand, and he's outside of a Walmart. And oh goodness. This officer's got a bruise. You trying to say this officer went and punched himself in the face? No, I don't think that's the cause here. I don't think that's what's going on.
Maybe the other officer.
Where's the footage? Where's the footage at? Come on, man. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, where's all of it?
Where is it?
Where's the body cam showing that?
Where is it? We got nothing.
They got punched by the kid, and where's the surveillance that Walmart has cameras everywhere?
This is just
This is just
a good little boy. This is a good little boy. That's all it is. Police described the teen as uncooperative and confrontational. They also said the teen shoved Gee into a wall. One witness also posted a video to Facebook. The clip shows Gee pushing the child's head down between his leg while Kirkland cuffs him from behind. Kirkland threatened to use her taser while Gee forced him to the ground. According to a statement from Somerville Police Department, Sean Tumbleston, Gee used grappling motion to prevent the teen from standing up and to prevent the risk of the individual trying to escape or assault another officer.
How big is this 13-year-old?
I don't know. Pendarvis said his client often sells rose-shaped flowers because he's trying to make an honest buck. This was an overreaction. This was an escalation. There was no attempt to try to de-escalate the event from the time that they approached him, Pendarvis said, according to Black Star Atlanta. He continued, "It's not uncommon, whether it's Girl Scouts or church groups or Little League groups, to gather in front of storefronts selling cookies, selling lemonade, or whatever to make an honest buck.
But you have to get their permission. I was a Girl Scout. We had to get the store's permission in order to be out there, and we could only be out there for a certain amount of time.
Yep.
You can't just show the fuck up somewhere.
You can't just park in front of a Walmart because that is solicitation and harassment, and it's highly illegal. It is. You can't just do it.
So this lawyer's a fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's talking out his ass. He's not even making any fucking sense. Like, oh, Girl Scouts can do it. Like, you fucking dumbass.
Wait a second.
What?
There's another statement here. It's just very sad that young black men at the hands of police, this is just the kind of shit that they face. The hands of police should be helping them, said protester Patricia Cannon in an interview with WCPD. Fellow protester Denise Rock is calling for Officer Geese firing. Where's police reform? The state needs to get involved and address people like him. He should never be a police officer again. So you can't...
Well, before we jump to all that, can we get all the surveillance of all the freaking videos to see if this kid actually freaking went all apeshit crazy?
Well, how about we start with the things that we do know here?
He shouldn't have been there.
He broke the law.
But did Walmart come out and ask him to leave and he refused and then so they called the cop? Like, what the hell happened that it escalated like that?
But the police didn't just show up. The police didn't just show up and be like, hey, kid, you're under arrest. They just didn't show up.
Yeah, something had to happen.
Those cops weren't on their lunch break at Walmart and happened to see this kid doing it. And, hey, let's go do our job. No, they were called there for a reason. They were called there.
Where is this kid's parents?
The police don't drive around looking as, no matter how bad the media wants you to think, you're driving around looking for black people just fucking assault and kill these fucking poor black people. They fucking have to look around outside before they fucking open the door. They're looking around for, oh shit, there's a cop. Slam the door. Oh, it looks like we're not getting groceries today. The cops are in the neighborhood. That's not the way it is. The media wants you to think that's how it fucking is. That ain't how it fucking is, man. The cops were called there. I'm sure this kid, he was probably going to everybody. People probably felt uncomfortable. We've seen this kind of behavior before. We've seen it. You fucking go up to a store, there's a homeless guy begging people for money, and you're like, I don't want to go back out there now. You feel uncomfortable. Like, what's this guy's issue? Is he sick? You probably saw this kid out there trying to sell road. They don't know what the fuck the deal is, you know? In a nice neighborhood, who knows? People were uncomfortable. The cops were called. This is what the fuck happens. Don't put yourself in a position to have the cops called on you. Know your fucking rights, yes. And also, know the fucking law. They're not going to bend the law to you because you're special. We got to stop with that shit.
Well, this kid didn't know the law. He's only 13 years old. So he thought he could do it. And the lawyer doesn't even fucking know the law. I don't understand the fucking lawyer.
No, the lawyer knows the law. He's
being a fucking moron.
No, he's not being a moron. He's playing his cards.
Yeah, but you're talking out your ass.
He's being smart. He's actually being a good lawyer. He's like, man, this is the fucking cakewalk. This is a young black kid, Walmart police, cha-ching.
Good lord.
He's like, cha-ching. This is like Michael Jordan just going up for a free throw to win the game. He's like, I got this. Oh I got God. This. This is a layup for this fucking lawyer, man.
Unbelievable.
Anybody, you can fucking go in there and win this case with no experience as a lawyer. Just be like, yeah, he's a young black teen and they're cops. I rest my case, Your Honor. Mm. You win. You win. Fucking A, dude. Seriously, it's just a different set of rules for everybody. It's bullshit, you know? It is. It's fucking bullshit. And these cops are going to get fired.
They won't get fired. I don't think so.
I mean, you got to ask yourself, why was there force involved? Why does this cop have a mark on their face? There's just too many things to sit there and just be like, okay, this poor teen, arrest these cops. No, there's something that needs to be explored here. But the way that this article was framed, it's not in that way. It's they went immediately just...
Did they use the word allegedly?
Condemn. Oh, no. Or, no, because this is condemnation.
I don't recall you saying allegedly
at all. No, this is condemnation, man. This is the media. This is the media doing what the media fucking does. What else you got?
A man is behind bars after allegedly striking his roommate in the head with a wad of pizza dough. Investigators say Joseph Tresselt, 32, was making pizza Thursday evening when he got into a confrontation with Elvis Singleton, who's 62. While preparing the Italian delicacy, Tresselt told cops Singleton started making sounds like coughing in a way that was to irritate him. Tresselt also reported hearing voices telling him how to make the pizza. So I guess that's important. He's hearing voices in his head. Mm. Perturbed, Tresselt threw a piece of dough on the floor and then threw it again at the victim, striking Singleton in the noggin as he was seated at the dining room table with his back to him. Police reported that there was no visible bruising to Singleton as a result of the dough strike. Tresselt reportedly admitted to tossing the dough because Singleton was making coughing sounds that he did not like. He was arrested for misdemeanor battery and booked into the county jail, where he is locked up in lieu of $1,150 bond. Tresselt was also charged with criminal mischief for allegedly breaking a piece of furniture in Singleton's room. A judge ordered Tresselt to have no contact with Singleton and barred him from returning to the pair's apartment. Last year, Tresselt was busted for allegedly walloping Singleton. According to an arrest report, Tresselt said Singleton's coughing noise caused him to punch the victim in the face last year.
Damn.
So I don't know how this dude is coughing.
Yeah.
But he needs to stop coughing near his roommate because he's pissing him off.
Fucking shit, man. I thought I had a short trigger.
Prosecutors subsequently declined to pursue that battery case. So we're going to pursue the throwing the dough.
Mm-hmm.
But getting punched in the face, we're going to drop that charge.
Yeah, that one didn't do it.
We're going for you because you threw pizza dough.
Fucking shit, man. Well, pizza dough is delicious when it's fully cooked, so that should be a serious crime regardless. You don't waste it.
But dude, any of his friends just have to know, do not cough near him, because he's going to lose his temper. No, man. Something's going to happen. He broke a piece of furniture. He threw some food.
Hypersensitive.
Dude got punched in the face for this cough. Like,
everyone's got their fucking triggers, man. Their points. Fuck. All right. So this next one here was sent in, like I said at the beginning of the show, this one was a couple weeks ago. And this was from Dr. Dicey. And this was specifically sent to get your opinion on it. This was an article that they found. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's hear it. It's a long one here, so I got to take a deep breath. So I'm a 24-year-old male, and I've been working remotely for about a year and a half now. So naturally, I have extra free time to do what I want during the week. During the time I wasn't working, COVID, I made a secret NSFW Twitter account, not safe for work. I wanted this to be separate from my real life, so I never planned on showing my face, which seemed pretty reasonable at the time. After a week or so of posting and flirting with various accounts, I got added to a group chat with about 12 other people. The group chat was basically just a place where we all sent nudes back and forth and asked each other for opinions, etc. It was pretty fun, to be honest, and I can't lie, having a basically anonymous group of people praising your body daily, which is pretty nice. After a few nudes and lewds were exchanged, I noticed a new message notification, and upon checking it, noticed it was from a girl in the group named Bella, 23. She sent me a pic with my name written across her chest, and I kind of fell in love with her after that. We started talking pretty friendly at first, but quickly we were sexting and sending videos to one another. This became routine for about a month, and I think we were both sort of actually falling for each other. We both were still active on Twitter and talking to other people, but at least from my perspective, she was the only one who really was enjoyable to talk to. She enjoyed the same games as me, as we watched the same shows. She was obsessed with plants and the color pink and had this innocence about her that was captivating. She was obviously far from innocent, but something about her made the kinks disappear in the background. Flash forward to May 2022. We've been e-dating for 2 years at this point. My family planned a vacation since we've all been vaxxed and boosted. Oh my fucking goodness with this shit. We hadn't been all together in the same place for way too long, as my mother liked to put it. My parents decided to rent an RV and take a road trip to Niagara Falls, picking up me and my siblings all the way since we moved out of our hometown and state. I was first on the list, and after they picked me up, we headed to pick up my sister, Sarah, at her house to pick her up. It was going to be about 3 hours before we got there, so I decided to go in the back and scroll Twitter. I opened a message from Bella where she let me know she was going on a vacation and might not have good service during the drive. I thought this was perfect timing since I was also going to be without service at some points during the trip, so I let her know the same. We exchanged a fair amount of nudes to keep each other busy with while we were unavailable, and I closed my eyes and decided to nap for the rest of the day. After I woke up, we reached my sister's condo and decided to go inside for a quick break from driving. This better have a good fucking payoff here. We went inside, and after the greetings were all out of the way, I had to use the bathroom. I figured I could also sneak in a little jerk-off session to send to Bella, but when I walked into the bathroom, I couldn't believe it. I had seen this bathroom before. So many times, in fact, I felt like I had been there before, but that couldn't be possible.
Oh my god, dude.
I tried to convince myself it was just a coincidence, but I decided to check back in my photos to see if suspicions
were
true.
This has got to be made up.
Turns out, yes, they were. I knew this bathroom because I had seen it before. I had hundreds of pictures with the same shower curtain and hand towels in the background. I still couldn't bring myself to believe that the nudes I had been lusting after were my sister. So when I came back out, I asked if she had a roommate. That's definitely what's happening here. I'm sexting my sister's roommate. But she said no, she lives alone. Oh my god.
This can't be real. This is a made-up story.
My blood went cold and I didn't know what else to think. I couldn't believe this was truly my sister. The sweet little girl who cried when I stepped on a frog one time. She never even had boyfriends growing up. How could her mind be so filthy? I couldn't just tell her right before we were about to spend a week on the road together. We proceeded to go back to the RV, and once in my bunk, I opened Twitter again and analyzed the most recent pictures, trying to find something identifiable to prove this wasn't really my sweet sister. I know I shouldn't have gone back to her account, but I had to know. Except I didn't have to, because when I went to her messages, there was a new picture waiting for me. I hesitated before opening it, and to my surprise, it was a photo of her completely naked in her bunk on the RV. I was glad I told her about my trip because I couldn't respond. I could barely move and it didn't feel real. I decided to not continue our conversation at that point. I didn't block her or even really give her an explanation. Just let the whole vacation excuse run on until she eventually stopped trying. I still use the account, but no longer am very active in group chats. It's been a few months and I still don't think I'm going to tell her. I'm already traumatized enough. She doesn't deserve to feel that as well. Although sometimes I do wonder what her reaction would have been. Would she have been horrified like I was, or would she just have accepted it? And too long didn't read version. Both me and my sister had not safe for work Twitter accounts and sexed for 2 years until we went on vacation together and I realized it was her. Should I tell her?
No.
Ugh. Man, that was a mouthful. Go ahead and take over for a minute. I gotta fucking let my
mouth. You don't tell her. There's nothing else to say. You don't know. Why would you tell her? This is what you get when you don't show your goddamn faces.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting. No. Mm-mm.
Wow.
This is made up.
I don't know. That's a lot, man. That's a lot. I mean, I have to attack.
This is
it.
One of our listeners that went and did all this crap.
No, this was something that was sent in to get our opinion. Well, your opinion, rather.
No, you don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't know. Nope. Drop it. Forget it even happened.
Shit.
Stop
man.
Doing that shit. Stop doing that shit. The next time it's going to be your goddamn mom. No. Nope.
That's tough.
Mm-mm.
You obviously don't tell them because then it's something that you're both a part of forever.
Yeah, and it's always going to be awkward. Don't say a damn thing.
It doesn't just have to be awkward now. Happened. You can pretend it never happened, and eventually you can force it out of your own memory, and no one else has to share this burden but you.
Get drunk and just forget about it.
Yeah, you'd never have to think about this. Be like, oh my goodness, and try to block it out of your memory, and you're the only one that has to shoulder this burden. You don't have to be embarrassed about it. Because only you know about it. No one else knows. Why involve more people? Why make this a thing?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you'd be... I don't know if this is an asshole thing or not, but I mean, I guess you'd be an asshole if you said something, because why make that?
Yeah, because then it's going to be awkward for her, too. Like, just... No.
It's been months. She's already over it anyway. I don't think she had feelings for the person she thought you were, or the image you created, whatever. She would have been over it by now anyway. Just let it go.
They were dating for 2 years...
Oh, man, that's wild.
They were dating for... So they were
it's
just
possible.
Throwing nudes at each other left and right for 2 fucking years.
It's possible, you know?
Yuck. No.
A lot of shit was going down during COVID, so I guess.
No. Mm-mm.
I guess it's possible, but fucking shit, man. This happens a lot more than you realize, too, I bet.
Well, that's why you don't
send
nudes. Well, if you don't know the fucking person.
Yeah.
No. Nope. Mm-mm.
Oh, man. Well, Sherry wanted me to let you know that this student is way more clever than Ferris Bueller, but way more careless as well. This student was arrested after sending a fax claiming to be the principal resigning. Did you see this fucking article?
No.
This one happened in Baldwinsville, New York, where a high school student has reportedly been arrested after sending a fax pretending to be the principal resigning. According to multiple reports, a 17-year-old student at Charles W. Baker High School was arrested for sending a bogus fax on behalf of the principal that stated he was intending on resigning. Baldwinsville police shared that the student first created a fake school email account last month in an attempt to get personal information about another student. School staff reportedly recognized the email accounts were fraudulent and no information was given. So this kid had an idea, was like, hey, this is a good thing to do.
Yeah.
And didn't give it up and was like, let me just fucking keep it up. Keep going.
Kids are stupid, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were stupid when we were kids, too.
Yeah,
like, kids are just dumb. They think they're so freaking smart and they know everything. It's just the way they are.
You know, we always thought we were invincible. That's what our thing was.
Yeah. Like, Sammy, she thinks she knows it all.
She does. It's fucking obnoxious.
It can be so annoying.
Yeah, you and her
butt hurts
a lot.
It's just... But then you just have to drop it and just like, okay.
No, you see.
So, whatever. But like, that's just the way, teenagers are. They think they fucking know everything. And
they do.
Like, that they're always right and just, they're just the smartest person in the room and you don't know shit because you're old. And it's just that's the way they think. So
yeah.
I know because I was a kid, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And then you grow up.
Do you still remember being that age at all?
Yeah.
Me too. Like it was yesterday.
I fucking, you know, thought I knew everything. Give me a break.
I did too.
You know, so stupid, so damn dumb. Yeah. And then you grow up and you realize that you don't know shit.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like I'm smarter now than I ever been in my
yes.
entire life. Ever.
Jesus. So it's just the way kids are. So this kid probably thought he was never going to get caught. And he was so smart and whatever.
I feel like I've attained a lot of knowledge over the years, especially the past few. When I was a kid, man, I felt the same way, so I guess. So anyway, however, about a couple weeks later, the teen allegedly sent a fax pretending to be the principal regarding the resignation. The student ended up being caught after police said he added his own cell phone number to the cover sheet of the fax. The unidentified student was arrested and charged with criminal impersonation, reports said. What a fucking idiot, man.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do? If you're that person at the school, do you go balls to the wall and try to ruin this kid's life? No.
It was a mistake. You know, definitely should get in trouble. You can't go around, like, doing shit like that.
Because would that kid have come to bat for you as you're losing your fucking life? No.
I mean, there should definitely be consequences, but I wouldn't, like, throw the damn book at him.
Yeah.
It's a young kid being stupid. I don't know.
I understand here. If this person wants to go balls to the wall, because this kid would have laughed as, you know, you're cleaning out your fucking desk as your fucking for sale sign is getting put up in front of your home or owned by the bank now because you can't afford to pay your shit.
Yeah, but can you resign through a fax? Wouldn't your boss, whoever the hell that would be, who's the boss of the principal? I don't even know. But wouldn't that person call and reach out and be like, wow, you're really resigning? Or, like, you know, a conversation wouldn't be had? I don't think they would just, like, accept this fax and be like, okay.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Obviously, you think they want to reach out and be like, are you sure you're doing this?
Yeah, like, wow, oh, I'm sorry to see you go, blah, 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 you know? Like, I don't think they would have just been like, okay, time to hire a new principal.
And then they clear it up and investigate. They're like, oh, if you didn't do it, someone did. And
yeah, that's what I would think would happen, but.
Yeah, but still, I mean, did this kid think it that way through? Did the kid care?
No, it was just a kid.
Are kids malicious or stupid? I mean,
stupid.
See, like, there's a line there.
Some are malicious.
Some are malicious.
Some are just assholes, but some are just dumb.
People change over the years, you know. Are kids malicious or stupid? Are adults malicious or stupid? I think once you get to a certain age, it's by default malicious. Like, I guess kids get a pass, so this kid shouldn't get the book thrown at him, but something should happen to this fucking kid.
Yeah.
Expel him for a certain amount of time or some shit, man, because you try to ruin this person's life. What would have happened if they just took this guy's word for bond?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, definitely should have a consequence, like a suspension or something. Mm-hmm. Like, something should be done.
Yeah.
I just don't think, like, you know, throw him in jail or whatever the fuck. Like, just, I mean, he's a kid. He's got to learn.
What do you think about this? What do you think about the person who has done wrong being the person who gives the fucking verdict? Or the punishment, rather. Alright, so how about we give it up to this guy? Like, what do you think should happen to this kid? He tried to ruin your life. What would you like done with him?
I don't know, because then you can say anything.
Yeah, but hopefully the guy's not a fucking scumbag.
Like, maybe if there was choices.
Yeah.
These are your three choices. This is as worst, like, this choice is as worst thing you could possibly do. And it's like,
some people are just heartless, like, kill
them. Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Life
in prison or kill them or whatever. Yeah. Like, you can't, I don't think that would be a good idea at all.
They should definitely take it into consideration at least. Because if someone did something wrong.
Yeah, I think you're allowed to, like, make a statement or something before, for some things.
You got people saying, like, hey, that's not enough, or justice wasn't served today. Then give them a fucking say.
Yeah.
Who knows? Alright, I guess you're just going to end up being a fucking asshole or some shit. I don't know, man. Let's just get to the final part of the show. Because it's been a rough week, man. I've had a rough couple of days off. And I thought I was supposed to relax. And I relaxed a little bit too fucking hard. Thanks to those beautiful cookies from our friends at Red Binoid, man. They did me under this time around, those cookies. They fucking fucked me up, but...
You had three of them.
I abused them, man. That's my fault. That's my fault. I'm not gonna put the blame on anybody else. It was all me. But I did enjoy my time, man. It was a good couple of days off. It was a lot better than last days off when we were sitting in that damn room waiting for the house to get painted. It was at least relaxing enough.
Yeah.
And it's going to be right back to the fucking grind here, man. I got a whole week ahead of me of working, and we got a lot of stuff we got to discuss here. I mean, we're looking at doing some some more remodeling around the house already. And we got something coming up. My daughter's birthday is coming up, what, next month, right?
Yeah.
Like a month away, and now we're scrambling, trying to figure out what to do there. And we got a couple things in mind, and everything costs a lot of money. Everything's expensive. So we're not out the fucking woods yet, but we're getting there. And let's get to your favorite part of the show. And for some reason, you love this segment more than any other segment on the show. I have no idea why.
No idea, man.
Well, you might hate this one because looking at the time here, and we got a little bit of time to fill, so you may get the final ones from the other episode, the asshole one. Just to wrap it up here, because we have leftover ones we got to get rid of here. We promise we're going to get rid of them. So this person wants to know, am I the asshole for telling my twin sister she will never fit in with us? Now, you've had twin sisters before. Oh, well, not twin sisters, huh? but like stepsisters. So this
could possibly
be something similar, yeah.
Yeah.
So I have four siblings, Mark, Josh, Eva, and Tony. Me and Eva are fraternal twins. Our mother was a stay-at-home mom when she was emotionally absent. Growing up, her father was very hard on us. He wanted his first son to be a doctor, so Mark had to work all the time. He had Josh learn violin at 4 years old and made him play for hours. Tony had to be a lawyer. I had the chance to be a beautiful kid, and I participated in beauty pageants starting at 3 years old. Eva was free of this because she wasn't beautiful. Oh my goodness, what a bitch. How fucked up is that to say already? My father didn't think a woman could do much anyway. Wow. She always had liberty and could do whatever she wanted without pressure on her shoulders. She could have friends and had no care about her grades, and she didn't have to work her ass off every day. We were not proud of it, but we tended to exclude her since she was slacking off when we were working so hard. She was also a problematic teen. She skipped class, hung around with the bad crowd, and drank. She even disappeared for a week without notice when we were 15.
Without notice? You wonder why this kid was acting out.
Yeah.
You're saying she wasn't beautiful.
Yeah.
You guys are all ignoring her. She was gone for a week and no one noticed.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, I don't understand. Like, this person's not winning me over at all. I'm getting pissed off. I feel bad for this other kid.
Yeah, to say you're not beautiful.
This is terrible.
You're talking about this person and you're that mean about them. You're not.
She can go do whatever she wants because she's not going to amount to anything.
Yeah.
And everyone else has to work hard. And so she's getting, like, no attention at all.
You know what makes me laugh about this? Is that when people are normally writing these asshole things, they're always trying to paint themselves out as this great person. This is
not working.
Nope, I'm an asshole. They gotta work his fucking over here, man. Sitting after this, she wanted to get away with her boyfriend for a trip while I wasn't even allowed to leave the house for a night because my parents wanted to make sure I did my work and only eat what I was allowed to. Eva would throw a tantrum, saying she was neglected and no one would care if she disappeared. I was enraged with her because she never realized the chance she had, and we only grew apart from that point. After high school, I went far away and started working as a makeup artist. I eloped at 26 with Eli and never looked back. Last month, her father passed away, and my siblings and I went to the family home for the funeral. We stayed for 3 weeks, and I reconnected a lot. Mark had a breakdown at 23 from all the pressure and barely recovered. He's now happier, got a job as a tech in a lab, is married, and has two little kids. Josh stopped violin and is a drummer and piano teacher, and Tony's a public defender. Eva chose to be a social worker. It was a bit weird with Eva since we hadn't seen each other for years and gave up contact. She once again tried to dismiss what we went through, saying that she was just as abused as us, even though she's nowhere near to be proven true with that.
She was ignored.
Yeah.
Neither one is going to understand this pisses me off.
Why?
Because, like, neither one is ever going to understand the other person's point of view. One was completely freaking ignored.
Mm-hmm.
Completely. All she wanted was attention and to feel like a part of the family, and she wasn't at all. So she got away with whatever the hell she wanted. This one's just jealous because her sister was able to freaking come and go as she pleased, ate whatever she wanted. Like, they don't understand because they both had a completely different thing. And neither one of them is budging to try to listen to the other side of the story.
Yeah.
Like, this is...
Do you think they both have valid complaints here?
They both do.
Yeah.
But it's like one is just jealous.
Yeah.
The one writing is just completely jealous that the one kid got to do whatever the fuck she wanted when all that one wanted was fucking to feel like part of the family.
Well, what kind of kid were you when you were younger? Were you ignored or were you, had pressure on you?
Good.
I was ignored. I'll be honest with you. I was ignored, man. When
I was
younger,
ignored until my grades. Every progress report and report card. I was ignored until then.
I was definitely ignored because, I mean, my mom always worked and she slept during the day.
But I couldn't do anything. Like, and then I moved in with my dad. I was completely ignored there unless he was drinking because he worked 12-hour shifts, sometimes a double, would come home, and if he was drinking, he would pay attention to me. But if he wasn't, I was just doing whatever I wanted. But I never went and got in trouble or anything. Yeah. Like, I actually had freedom with him. I liked it better. He wasn't, like, harping on me. And I wasn't, like, you know, I don't know. I was never grounded. Like, my grades were A's and B's when I moved in with him. Like, I just needed, like, the pressure off me. Like, get the fuck off me. And I was fine. I had a lot
of freedom, too. Nothing but freedom. I had tons of freedom, but it was just, like, I didn't get that structure either. Like, I wasn't told, like, all right, you have to do this, or you should do this. Or I wasn't pointed in any direction. I didn't have, like, someone guiding me to certain things. Yeah, like, I should have. Definitely a late bloomer with a lot of things that I should have had someone pressuring me to do when I was younger, you know? Like, that was something I was missing. So, maybe the person who was ignored kind of needed a little bit more of that pressure, but the person out of the pressure needed something. You have to blame the parents. They shouldn't be blaming each other. It should be the parents' blame, because there should have been some balance with the way they were raised. Everybody needs balance, you know? You want to pressure your kids to do well, but you don't want to do too much.
See, I had the sister. The sister I don't talk to, she got straight A's. Every fucking goddamn report card, straight A's.
Some are just gifted.
And so I would get, why can't you do what she's doing? Why can't you be more like her?
See, you shouldn't do that either. Everyone's different. You can't do that.
I'm not staying up to midnight fucking studying. She would stay up for hours. Yeah. And if she got a B on one test grade, she would have a complete meltdown. I'm like, fuck that.
Everyone's different. Some people just have it, some people don't. That's the way it is.
She got straight A's because she saw what the fuck happened to me. So that's it.
One evening, she completely flipped out on us, calling us an asshole and saying that we were like her father, and excluded her. Kept going on about how her parents never took an interest in her, never did we, and that she went through hell thinking she was worthless her whole life. Mark started to cry, so I took Eva out and lashed out at her, saying she was an asshole for being jealous of our misery and that she will never fit in with us because she never got abused and it was insane of her claim that she had been. She left that night and didn't apologize to anyone. When I got home, I cried a lot and told everything to my husband, expecting him to support me. But he said I should be the one to call and apologize to her and that I was an asshole. And there you go.
Asshole.
I think so, too.
Asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she started the damn thing by saying that her sister was ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, she just didn't
give like, so you, there are no, you don't care about your sister at all.
Mm-mm.
They both had completely different upbringings, I get that, in the same household, which is so fucking bizarre. But you started it off by saying something about her freaking looks. They weren't good, they weren't as good as yours.
Yeah, no.
So, like, I can already imagine how this poor sister feels. Like, get the fuck out of here, asshole.
Yes, motherfucking hole, definitely. She didn't do herself any favors.
No, mm-mm.
Yeah. That was an easy one. So
and the dad was definitely a piece of crap for all that.
Parents, for sure. You gotta blame the parents. Yeah. You always have to blame the parents, man. Like,
God, you gotta treat your kids equally as much as possible, man. You can't, like, man, you can't do that. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. So let's finish this one up here. This one is your real favorite one here, because this one is the last one. And I wanted to knock these out, because we had a leftover one from the show on Friday, and we have the live show coming up this Friday. And this one will be at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock Eastern time.
All right.
Because you know, last time we were rushing down to like the last minute, so to get that shit started.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do it at 8 o'clock Eastern time, and then we're gonna figure out.
Yeah, we're gonna figure a different day because that's too late for me.
The thing is, like, we really do love doing the live shows, man. We love doing them, but the time, we don't want to do them too late.
It's my favorite show of the week.
My favorite show of the week too,
because by far. I don't have to do a goddamn thing. It's just that is late, so.
If a future ever, if a scenario ever came in where we could do them all live, I would do every show live if we fucking could. I have so much fun doing it. But all right, let's just knock it out here and we'll figure it out. But 8 o'clock this week, so your heads up is there. So keep an eye out for Twitter, hit subscribe on Podbean with the notification on the app if you have it, and of course X, Twitter, whatever the fuck you want to call it, you'll see the pop up. This person wants to know: am I the asshole for arguing with my potential future mother-in-law after she said she'd be sad if I married her son? So, let me just bang this one out. This one's not too long.
People piss me off.
Yeah.
You're not marrying the person. I don't care if you don't like who your son's marrying. Exactly. It's not your fucking business.
None of your business.
If your son is happy, Yeah. I mean, unless she's, like, extremely abusive, but yeah. I don't see him wanting to marry her if she's like that. No. So mind your own fucking business. Like, I don't understand why parents have to get, like, and put their opinions in there. Yeah.
I don't care. I mean, my thing with the kids is, hey, is if my daughter finds someone that I don't like, does she like the person? Did that person make her happy? You can tell when, like, someone is happy that you care about. You can tell.
Like, I mean, unless it's, like, a terrible situation or something, like, maybe exactly. That will come out. I don't know, because I always say something before I hear.
But. Let's see. I'm a 25-year-old female, and he's a 27-year-old male. We've been dating for 6 years and are thinking about marriage in 2 to 3 years. My partner's very family-oriented, which is one of the traits that I fell in love with. However, he's also a mama's boy. He believes that since his parents raised him, he should pay them back by respecting them. However, his way of respecting them is obeying everything that they say and want. His parents and I have crossed paths over the years, and on most of these occasions, his parents have made offhanded comments about my physical appearance, my career, and how I have changed their son. When something goes wrong in their son's life, they are quick to blame me as the reason for his downfall, even if I had no involvement in that aspect of his life. Since my partner and I are seriously thinking about marriage, we've been meeting up with his parents and my parents more often. During one of the dinners with his parents, my potential future mother-in-law said she would be sad if I married her son because she does not think her and I have a close relationship. I was in shock by her statement and did not respond back. After that moment of silence, she continued to ask me if I agreed that we did not have the best relationship. I think at this point, the initial shock was disappearing and I started to feel hurt by her words. In response to her question, I said that I don't think we have a close relationship because I often feel attacked by her. I then continued to list a few examples. As we discussed these examples, the conversation became more heated and turned into a full-blown screaming argument. The last thing I remember saying to her was that if my partner and I ever broke up, it'd be her fault. Now she complains to her son about me all the time and refuses to speak to me. Her behavior is becoming the biggest cause of strain in my relationship. Am I the asshole for arguing with her? I come from a cultural background where respecting your elders is pretty much the golden rule.
I don't think... She needs a butt out.
Yeah.
This mom needs to just... Her son is 27. Mm-hmm. I understand a mama's boy, but at some... My dad... Oh, my God. My dad is a mama's boy, man. Or was. Can't do anything without his mom. Mm. But at just some point, you have to cut it off. They have to become a man and be on their own. Like, I just... Like, you said, shut up. You don't need to insert your opinion over everything. They were together for 6 years, and they're talking about getting married in 2 to 3 more years. So obviously, like, he's happy. Just let it go.
Got to accept it at that point. And just let it happen. At
some point, of course, she's going to blow up. That would piss me off if someone keeps saying shit about me.
Me too.
Like, and he needs to grow some balls, this guy, and freaking, like, put his mom in her spot, man. Because this is ridiculous.
No, I'm so with you there.
That would drive me insane.
Yeah, you got to grow up. You got to stand on your own 2 feet. And you got to support the person that you're with, too. I mean, if you plan on being married to that person, you got to let it be known. Like, hey, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, this is who I'm marrying. So can we not badmouth her or, you know, whatever. Like, come on.
I understand that's your mom and all, and that's a bond that can never be replicated. I mean, that's the person you came from. No one can ever take that place. But you got to move on as well at a certain point in your life. I mean,
he needs to have, like, just a conversation. Like, this has got to stop. Like, just got to stop. This is who I want to be with. That's it.
Definitely not the asshole. You stood up for yourself to someone that was talking shit about you. I will never call someone the asshole for doing that. That was an easy one.
Yeah. If what he's not doing it, she's got to do it. I don't know. What's today? Today's
Wednesday, to the show. So
according to the show, I'll probably be done with Teen Wolf by the time we do that. The Circle, I think The Circle comes out today, the new season. Good. I will try that and see. Because it started off really, really good, and then it kind of just went somewhere else. And I'm just like, okay.
Good.
So I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
The goal is by Thursday, I want to have a new series that I'm involved in and happily watching.
Yeah.
By Thursday. So when Friday's show comes in, I will be reviewing a new show that I'm happy with. That's the goal. Get back on track with that. So that's all I'm going to be doing. Hope you guys have a good one. Please check out the feed, and you're going to tell them in a second, but that's where we're going to be doing a live show. And then we're going to have a talk, her and I, off camera here sometime. the next couple of days to figure out a new schedule here for the show. I'm thinking like Monday night could be a good one.
But Monday or you're off Mondays and Tuesdays, so Monday or Tuesday night.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So go ahead and tell me where you can find us until then.
All right, you can find us at Voice of Misery on all platforms and Voice of Misery Podcast at gmail.com.